Recently, I had the privilege of being with a man who was selling a horse. He was selling his horse really cheap. The reason it was so cheap that it had been owned by a preacher. To make the horse go, the preacher had trained the horse by saying, "Praise the Lord." To make the horse stop, the preacher had trained the horse by saying, "Amen." The buyer did not think this was a huge obstacle, so he purchased the horse, he mounted him, and he said, put his legs on him, said, "Come on, let's go, let's go." And then he remembered he had to say, "Praise the Lord." And the horse began to trot. This is not so bad, he thought. So he said more loudly, "Praise the Lord." And the horse went faster. Then he said, "Praise the Lord." And the horse really took off at a gallop. He was leaning across, or going across the countryside, and he finally realized, "Oh my Lord, I forgot the phrase to make the horse stop." "Whoa," he cried. The horse kept going. "Stop," he cried. The horse ignored him. He pulled back on the reins and yelled, "Hallelujah," to no avail. He tried Hosanna, reciting John 3:16, singing hymns, all the books of the Bible, to no avail. Finally, as they drew near to the edge of a sheer drop-off, he remembered, "Amen." Immediately, the horse stopped. Within inches of the edge of the precipice, the rider was so relieved, took his handkerchief out of his pocket, wiped his brow, and says, "Praise the Lord." I read that to my wife, or talked about that to my wife. As you know, most of you know, deacons are married. I'm married to a delightful lady, and she says that's kind of... But she got it after. She says, "Yeah, that's pretty good." But I think about us in our life. Who do you say that I am? Do we think about what Jesus says? Who do we say Jesus is? "You are the Messiah," Peter replied. But then they wondered, Peter just didn't have it yet. It didn't work in his mind. And he questioned more and said some things, and Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." Jesus was saying, "I am the Christ, but I don't want you telling people. We have to go together." And he said, "I want you to be followers." I think of that a lot. Or are we admirers? I think most of us are admirers. Jesus is great, church is great, priest is great, everything's great. But we're not followers. Jesus said, "You must be followers. You must help the less fortunate." Mark said that in the second reading. "You must care for each other. You must try to get over grievances." I think myself to the many times I've been through challenges in my life, and I blame it on God. Anybody ever been guilty of that? I'm sure not. "Why didn't you answer my prayer?" And then I waited a while and my prayer was answered. But I want it done now. And those things to me are the difference between being an admirer or a follower. We need to be followers. That's why we're here. We're here because we believe in Jesus, we believe in God, and we're trying to enhance our faith and eventually all be together in heaven, which I believe firmly we will be. So please try to remember that when you think about our faith. I always tell about my journeys to Woodman's, the grocery store in this town, because I always have a problem with the quick lanes. Oh, somebody's writing a check, somebody gets in front of me, somebody does that. And I said, this is my challenge. So my wife says, you're going to Woodman's again? And I say, yes. And I go stand in a quick line and I say, God, please, repentance, please. And it's not true. You know, I look around and I see people with children and I see people that, you know, it takes time to do things. But I get such a kick out of the insignificant things that we do in life and blame God for it. God loves us. He said it repeatedly. He loves us. We can't do anything about it. He loves us. And he's going to welcome us into his kingdom of God. So please, let's remember that as we go on. And remember that all our prayers are answered. I believe that firmly. They aren't always the answer we want, but all our prayers are answered. I'd like to share something with you just briefly, and then I'll go sit down again. There is a story of a U.S. civil rights era where one person told another how much he admired Martin Luther King. The second person responded, there was a group who was going to march with Martin Luther King. If he was an admirer, he would like to join them in the march. No way, the first person said. I could get hurt doing that. I'd rather be an admirer, not a follower. I think of that so much. It's much more convenient and easy to be an admirer of Jesus rather than a follower. Jesus loves us. Jesus is with us always. And Jesus will welcome us all in heaven.